Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
A minute 10 left.
Right.
Cronulla
right.
Play the ball 10 metres out. Tackle three. So obviously they've got to score here, but I suppose with time called off, they can ignore the kick at goal if they want. As it comes to Moylan. Throws it out now to Hunt. Oh, that's a nothing play. And he just bumps off a defender, but is put down in front of the post. 10 away. Well, this is it. They must score on this play. As it comes here to Trindle, stepping in one, inside another. And then he's tackled. Game over. Game over.
Yeah.
And the Broncos finish it off in style with a tackle. And that's quite appropriate. They have shut the Sharks out in the second half. And Dobbo, this is their best win in years. I can't remember them. Did they knock off a good team last year?
They beat the Roosters at the SCG on a Friday night last year, which was a good win. But this is up there, Dan.
Yeah, you're right about that. I forgot about that. That was a thumping too.
Stand now, this meeting.
And 16-7, 15 seconds to go. Who's doing the home loans MVP?
That'll be me.
You are beautiful. As now Flegler hitting it up and just happy to take the tackle. Well, the Brisbane Broncos, Walters hits it up last. That was a thoroughly deserved win. And they are hugging. And they are jubilant. And they should be. They're four wins and four losses. The human wrecking ball was busted. So he didn't give him anywhere near as much as he could. Yet they still do it with brutality and sheer will in the second half. Boy, there was a lot to like about that. Kevin Walters shaking hands with all his assistant coaches there. He's got a big smile on his face. Well done to the Broncos. They've got South next week at ANZ Stadium. Herbie Farnworth, what a game he had. He's with you, Ben Dobbin.
Herbie, these are the wins that Brisbane have been hoping for. A great win against a really good Cronulla side. How was that, mate?
Yeah, it was unreal. We just came out that second half. Didn't have much ball in that first half, but came out second half and really took it to him. So, yeah, proud of the boys.
What about your captain? Obviously went off for a HIA before half-time. He passed that. He came out. He was instrumental in this second half.
Yeah, he put his body on the line. Unfortunately, copped a knock to the head. But, yeah, second half came out a bit dazed, but he still killed it. So, proud of him. Proud of Rennie.
Up to you, boys.
Thanks. Thanks, bro.
Herbie, congratulations. It must feel good to beat a serious team this year. No knock on the Bulldogs. You're knocking them over a couple of times. South was a great win in round one, but things are starting to happen here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I thought we were a bit unlucky against the Roosters. We were the top side, and then Panthers sort of... We had a couple of injuries in the game sort of got away from us. But, yeah, we've shown that we can compete with the top sides, and then obviously getting one over the Sharkies today is unreal. So, yeah, keep for the next week to hopefully get another win with the boys.
Hey, Herbie, it's your fellow Englishman James Graham here. Congratulations on the win and your performance tonight. Much was made about the battle between Talakai and Katoni Staggs, but I thought it was just as good seeing you go up against Jesse Ramian. Just tell us about how you felt going up against such a quality player and him this evening.
Yeah, I played him a couple of times. He's a very good player. He's a hard tackle, but I was quietly confident, so it was good to get a try on him. So, yeah, happy with it.
Hey, Herbie, it's Benji Marshall, mate. Congratulations on the win and your performance, especially. I thought you were outstanding tonight. He lost Payne Haas there with his shoulder, but I thought one of your other front rowers, Corey Jensen, really stood up for you. How's he been for your side coming in as a new player?
Yeah, he's been unreal. He's real quiet and humble, is Corey, so... Well, play, brother. He's real quiet and humble, trains really hard, so when he got his chance against the Panthers, he played really well, and since then he's been killing it, so... Yeah.
Well done to you, Herbie. You were fantastic tonight. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you.
Well done, Herbie. Appreciate Farnworth, that. Who his future is up for discussion at the moment, and you can understand why in a performance like that, why clubs are chasing him. You want to take a break, Charlie, or hang about? We'll get one more interview. Adam Reynolds is head's blown. He looks like the Elephant Man. So he's got the cut above his neck.
He actually looks better.
Katoni Staggs, a big points victory over Sifa Talakai tonight. Dobbo, take it away.
How was he, mate? You held him. He came at you a lot tonight, but I think you won the points battle.
No, yeah, I had to focus on him this week, and what he did last week, mate,
he was unstoppable. So I had to, put my body on the line, and I thought I did that for the boys.
What about that try, mate? Can you also talk about that try where you the bit of the show and go and then took it yourself, mate? You're very animated after it. You love that one.
Yeah, I just wanted early ball, and I knew I had a bit of speed there to use, and I seen both of the centre and winger turn, so it opened up for me, and then Cobbo drawed him in, so I'd end up taking it myself.
Yeah, it was very nice. Up to you, boys.
Hey, Katoni, it's James Graham here. Congratulations on the victory tonight. You must have been nervous at half-time seeing Adam Reynolds getting the stitches, and the best front rower in the world, in my opinion, Payne Haas clutching at his shoulders. Just what were your thoughts at half-time seeing those two senior players go down with injuries?
Yeah, it wasn't what we wanted to see, but, us boys went in half-time and just, we came together and said that we got our main half there that's dominated, putting where we got to go on the field. So, we all got to play for each other and play for him, and let's just stay tight, and they can try to go around us.
Good on you, Katoni. Well, congratulations, mate. Hard-earned win. You deserved it. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Katoni Staggs, excellent tonight. I wonder if he gets any of the home loans. 3-2-1 points. We'll find out soon because we're going to take a break. Brisbane in the eight, by the way. Brisbane in the eight for the time being. Well, they started the round in ninth, so they weren't that far off it anyway. Well done. Great win. 4-4. Triple M rocking the footy on this Thursday night. Our thanks to Dobbo. We'll let him go. He'll probably have to do some Channel 9 stuff, so off he goes. We'll catch up with him for Magic Round, and we'll wrap it up on the other side of this. The Broncos winners 16-7 over Cronulla.
Of the day.
Plethora Reynolds, deeper again to Gamble. On to Farnworth, he got there, Herbie! Herbie takes Ramian all the way and grounds it over the line. Brisbane have hit the front.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Comes left to Hines. Back inside to nobody. Haas has to let it go. He's offside. Taken by Rudolph. Gives it to Moylan. Rolls in a little kick.
Oh!
Moylan, brilliant. He got there first. Grounded it. And a try that very few could conjure. Haas away to Gamble. Deep pass for Martin. Martin draws them in. Gives it to Stagg. Stagg.
Oh!
Stagg. He scored a try.
Could Cronulla go for a field goal?
Yeah, it's going to be Hines from an angle, 30 out. Gee, nurses it through, I think. It's a beautiful strike.
There's 7 points to six.
Left to Reynolds. Deeper again to Gamble. On to Farnworth. He got there, Herbie. Palisade back to the left. Gamble, subtle pass. Oh. Capewell. Oh. Got there. Capewell's over. Brisbane extend their lead.
One of my most annoying phrases around rugby league, oh, yeah. Eyes up football, as opposed to eyes down football. Jesus Christ.
And then Kennedy comes across, oh, he's butchered that.
He was playing eyes down football.
Now it goes from Capel. Shut up, James, I'm trying to call. Hunt flicks it out as he's tackled by Reynolds. But then Reynolds comes across and brings down Hines and forces it loose. Adam Reynolds with a busted nose is just leading this team magnificently tonight. Moylan out here to Talakai, pushing away from Staggs, holding it up, going for the line, oh. Getting there, but I think they got under it. So when Cobbo comes in and gets underneath, that's a Maccas I'm loving at moment. That was a thoroughly deserved win, and they are hugging, and they are jubilant, and they should be. They're four wins and four losses, yet they still do it with brutality and sheer will in the second half.
James Graham, it was as funny now as it was then. Isn't it good to have the Broncos back? They're not quite, at 90s level, but it's good to have them, Benji Marshall, as not a basket case. At least they're competitive and the game's better when they're going decently.
Absolutely, and they were outstanding tonight. Seriously, no one really gave them a chance this week, probably except themselves. And I thought they set the tone on their first defensive set, and it was guys like Adam Reynolds, Katoni Staggs on a rampage in Talakai who put the shoulders in, and from the outset, they were there. It was great to see.
They've got South next week. Mm-hmm. Again, that is not impossible. They beat them in round one. It's at a core stadium. I keep saying ANZ. geez, Magic Round's going to be something. We're all excited about Melbourne Penrith on the Saturday night, but Friday night's feature game, Manly Broncos. That's another one that the Broncos can go in thinking they can win. So, you know, it's not a stupid idea to think this team could challenge for the eight, James.
No, absolutely, and especially after tonight's performance. You know, the three victories, a lot of people questioned it. You know, two against the Dogs, who were at the bottom of the league, and whatnot. And I can't recall who the
South in round one.
Yeah, South in round one, but
who were, you know, awful?
Who were poor? So, you know, and they've had a couple of clunky games and a few games that they were in the contest. But tonight, I think, like Benji said, they set the tone from the very first kickoff. They put Talakai in negative meters in his first two carries. You know, Talakai had a great game numbers-wise towards the end, but they really set the tone. They came to play. They were fatigued. The second half, whatever they were said at halftime, they came out and they just played with a simple game plan. They completed and they chased hard and they tried their best and they hung in there. The desperation in defense, it looked like they took a lot of pride in their try-line defense in that second half. And when you think about all the attacking threats that Cronulla had, for them to only score the one try, which was Matty Moylan kicking for himself, like, that's a pretty impressive feat to come away from only conceding the one try against the Cronulla Sharks, who I think are a genuine top 14 this season.
Cronulla have got the Warriors at home next Sunday. I think that's a match of the day, actually. And then at Magic Round, they've got Canberra also on a Sunday afternoon, then Gold Coast after that. So it's a pretty nice draw for Cronulla. I don't think they'll be too shattered. Well, they'll be disappointed with the loss, but 5-3, they're still going okay. Although that does hurt top four. You don't want to lose too many to teams you think you should beat. Right, who's doing the homeloans.com.au 3-2-1? Benji Marshall. Yeah. Benji Marshall. Before we start that, just let me tell you that homeloans.com.au are the best and the fairest when it comes to home loans.
Yeah, right. Well, look, I've gone with Adam Reynolds for 1 point this week.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. Defensively, I thought he shut down a lot of Cronulla's attack, and he set the tone pretty early, and some of his touches were really classy. For 2 points, I went Katoni Staggs tonight. Ooh. I just thought some of his defensive, especially on Talakai on that side, and also when he scored to try and kick the goal to get them to 6-6 just before halftime, was big play from him. And 3 points, I've gone the fellow Englishman.
Herbie.
Well, I haven't said it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a couple out there.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Herbie Farmer.
Hey.
Oh, he was great. He made some big plays, scored a good try. I thought his carries out of yardage were outstanding. And again, on a pretty tough centre, he had a really good night.
He sure did. He had a particularly good game. Was it against Canterbury in Sydney?
Mm.
He might have been the difference in that game. So he certainly has an influence. Yes, Jimmy?
It's good to see players that have some external outside noise around their contract and their future really just stand up and just perform anyway. You know, it's one of those where people go, oh, maybe his future or what's going on off the field is distracting him, but he just put that to bed and said, add another zero to my contract.
Now, I'm reading here, he's from Burnley. Now, where's that?
Yeah, a lad from not one of the heartlands of rugby league. I believe he had trials for Manchester United, if you believe what's been said. But good on him for choosing rugby league. I reckon it might be a toss.
That's a toss.
Or someone from Man United that was related to someone that was the scout came to watch him at a schoolboy game.
Remember Mark Flanagan who came? He told us he had a trial for Manchester United too.
I bet he did.
Jeez, we should have asked him. We should have asked Herbie, because it might have been some open trial thing where 6,000 kids turned up and, you know, or he's trialled for Manchester United.
Yeah, or a schoolboy camp, something like that.
All right, that's it. Well done. That was very enjoyable, gentlemen. Yeah, well done to the Broncos, and we'll see them again on Thursday night when they take on South Sydney. Triple M rocks the footy for Ream Hot Water and for Macca's. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Gold Coast take on Penrith.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.